You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Global economy, global climate, let's keep it moving. Joining us now is Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York City, who joins us from São Paulo, Brazil, where 40 mayors from the world's largest cities are tackling on how mayors can be change makers in the global environmental crisis. Mayor Bloomberg is spearheading the so-called C40 Climate Leadership Group in partnership with the World Bank from São Paulo. Mayor Bloomberg, good morning.
Good morning.
Mayor, I want to give you the opportunity. We're just talking with Kelly Evans of the Wall Street Journal about consumer confidence in New York and places around the United States with the housing prices at a 9-year low. How would you describe the trade-off consumers have to make between solving their own debt crisis and improving demand, which improves the economy for all of us and increases jobs?
Well, the federal government, the president and the secretary of the Treasury and the chairman of the Fed have a difficult job. I think we all know that. The country's economy is not booming. It's not collapsing either. New York is doing better than many other cities simply because we didn't have the big downturn. Wall Street finance didn't turn down as much as predicted. We don't have a lot of second homes or spec homes in New York City, so the real estate industry certainly slowed down, but there was never the massive number of homes on the market that you see in other cities. And tourism has held up, and that's the growth industry at the moment in New York. So we've done somewhat better. I'm optimistic for the long term, but I don't think anybody should think that we're out of the woods. We're certainly not back to the 07 levels. We have plenty of people who need a job, and that's one of the great challenges that we as mayors and the governors and the president and Congress does have. I think in the end, we keep coming back to the same things.
Great
we
point.
Need immigrants to come here and start companies. We need sane fiscal policies in Washington and the state and city levels where we stop spending money we don't have. And if we do those things, it'll take a while, but that's the solution long-term to the problem.
We're talking live with Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York City from São Paulo, Brazil, where the C40 Climate Leadership Group is participating in some brainstorming sessions on climate change. Each city, and you've described it there, Mayor, has a different story on the economy. They also have a different story on dealing with climate change. How is New York's challenge different from São Paulo's challenge, different from Shanghai's?
Well, each city is different in the sense that the political structure and the level of economic activity gives you or doesn't give you resources that you need. New York is roughly unique in that 80% of our pollutants come from buildings and 20% from transportation, the reverse of most other cities. And the reason for that is in New York City, we live in very densely. A lot of people walk and a lot of people take mass transit. So that's not where the pollution's coming from. It comes from old boilers burning very heavy fuel oil, where we'd like to get them to convert to much more efficient boilers that will burn natural gas and put a lot less pollutants into the air. It comes from us using too much energy, so we have a program in New York to try to get people to paint the roofs of their buildings white. It's a simple thing, but it would reduce the energy consumption in that building by 20% almost overnight. We want to make sure that the city's boilers, the city's buses, the city's trucks, the city's cars, all of these are as fuel efficient as we can. And the MTA, which is a state agency, but they've done a good job. You look on the side of the buses, a lot of buses driven by natural gas, and some people are going to more fuel efficient cars, and all of that helps. In São Paulo, for example, they've got 20% of the city's energy now coming from methane gas that they get out of the old garbage dumps. We are harvesting methane on Staten Island, for example, in the old Fresh Kills landfill, but our energy comes from different sources, some of it very clean from Canada, hydro. We need more power lines, however, to get the clean energy into the city. And these are controversial things. People don't like a power line going or a gas line going near their property. But if we don't get energy from elsewhere, we'd have to generate it in the city, and that would be very polluting. So each city is different. We focus on mass transit. Other cities focus on more roads. We're not going to have more roads in New York City, but we can have better mass transit. And a lot of the things with buses, much more rapid transit, buses that don't spend as much time as lights and that reduce the time of getting on and off. We're planting trees which clean the air and increase property values. The things that the city is doing all sound like simple little things, and it's easy to laugh at them, but those are the things that really make a difference.
I can't imagine that they're
laughing. We should do something. Coal is just polluting the air in our country, and we've got to stop using it.
I can't imagine they're laughing down there in Sao Paulo. We're speaking with Michael Bloomberg, who's the mayor of New York City. But with after all the frustration that came out of the conference in Copenhagen, Mayor, perhaps what the meeting of the mayors down there in Brazil, where you are, is an indication that we may not need a global treaty in order to address climate change. It could be just community-based.
Well, there's an awful lot that has to be done at a national and an international level. The reason for the C40 and the reason why it's so important is it's a group of mayors that keep saying, yes, you national and international organizations have to do it, but in the meantime, we can't wait. You know, mayors are held accountable every day in the press and periodically at the polls to deliver services. The public knows whether their garbage is picked up. They know whether there's crime in the street. They know whether the kids are getting a good education. And they know whether the air that they breathe and the water that they drink is as good as it could be,
right,
and whether the economy is growing. And so mayors are trying to do things at a local level, and we're not walking away from keep saying to the national and international organizations, do it, but we shouldn't just sit around and complain. People do that all the time.
Right, Mayor,
I've complained about they do that in Washington.
Mayor, we've got less than a minute, and I really want to ask you about a local story here. The feds have shut down Sky Express, one of the Chinatown bus services, and Senator Chuck Schumer, it seems to me, makes your job a little harder by taking a huge swipe at this city-to-city bus industry, which has all sorts of safety problems, but still could be a real answer to some of the green problems that you're describing this
morning. I don't disagree. We do need bus services. One of the easiest things to implement and a lot closer to reality than high-speed rail and more runways for airplanes. But keep in mind, regulation of interstate buses is a federal thing. The city doesn't have any say, so we can do some regulations here in the city. But once the bus leaves, it's not up to us, and the federal government won't let us do it.
But you encourage entrepreneurship of city-to-city bus service.
I encourage entrepreneurship, but safe entrepreneurship. Just because you encourage entrepreneurship doesn't mean you encourage people to go out and do things that are unsafe for the public or break the law.
All right, from Sao Paulo, Brazil, Michael Bloomberg, Mayor of New York City. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome.